Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Navajo Talk Radio, brought to you by Calnez Design and Politics on the Navajo Nation. It's purely Navajo. It's Dineh, shining the light, blazing the path, standing for you, asking the hard question, bringing facts. It's Navajo Talk Radio. It's Politics on the Navajo Nation and hosted by Calnez.
This is Calnez, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. I hope that all of the invited guests have are going to join us. When I invited them, I was assured that they would be here on the radio to give us updates, because I think we need to get daily updates, and that is all I'm trying to do here. Tonight's topic is about the water contamination. And I wanted to say again that this is about the Environmental Agency, the United States Environmental Agency, are the one that actually caused this. So, in the meantime, we have several issues. I invited the Office of the President. Oh, by the way, I just found out today that Rick Abasta is no longer with the Office of the President. He resigned.
That was real interesting to find out the other day. So it's a whole new press officer.
So probably that's why I wasn't getting the information that I was requesting. The irrigation canal during the hogback bill at that or it had laws a auto had on this in dash accorded I am bashes for you go back in soon I got all the togi yes no auto tohniki nini so yet a Aro kwege di sahon da no e di kwege to an do ni sanne sahon e la da ne sai do ta da ne ako di ano sto ako ha si so jo are e khito e ban so kes ako e are ni che do ni to kro si ta hil ne do le ako di ta aro beta da ke he gi to are ho ste da ho ne bi sno e di ani Ako the kuigo shi wato e joi kwege saad do na hata wal ye wato e be hato diso ben don tfasto Kudot o dinne. Dedik na han net do lesa kora ke. La nan zindagi shi to e to a aj bedeti. Ar o sto do tan zindagi sto e so ai ai e so da hot. Ako dide na tani tan lini. Jo e kudo. Kait o e an se ke sto khagi e kasakit. Ako nishi are jo on the localized level are dan sizani gu are hoste da hosne ko di kwage anaho ti minige jo khit o e state or ni to ke bini na se ke do to ko jo e di gi ka sin de hata i ki ko shero wan sis ke so e ta ni e da ni di da toy jo e ta ni hotza Toy Hutzan. Here's one of the things that's really interesting to me. I am having a very difficult time trying to figure out why that there has been reports that have not given us a real definitive answer that says the water, the contaminants that are inside of the water consumed or whatever it is that's going to affect human life and it's going to affect livestock. Those are some of the health issues and how long of environmental impact is this, are these contaminants going to have? I think that's really all that for me in terms of the actual that I've started, I've been asking from the very, very, very beginning. Now, there's been, we've been promised stuff, but I'm not sure if those stuff is something that really is applies to the Navajo Nation. And based on those stuff, which is the contaminants, are these contaminants, what from, of course, upriver animus, then it empties into San Juan. San Juan on down to the Lake Powell. That's where I think the interest lies, how much of this is present at this point. And so that's the one thing, is that I want to understand what the health risks are. I know that everybody's trying to do the best they can. I saw that. And livestock have been, you know, obviously affected. And while we're trying to resolve this thing, what are the plans? And the plans, obviously, are the EPA, the state government, county government, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, chapter governments, as well as the farm boards, they all should have a position and to be able to collaborate. And that's one of the things that I am still trying to understand. How is the Navajo Nation working with the, how's the Navajo Nation working with EPA? And how is the Navajo Nation giving that information to the local how is the Navajo Nation executive branch working with the legislative? And from legislative all the way on down, on over to the chapter government. And so, if there's a directive given, and how is that directive carried out all the way down? Now, I know that there are some things that I'm totally aware of. And that's these issues that we're talking about. Who plans for that? I don't think that we all sit here and plan and say, okay, well, you know, it's unfortunate. We've been Navajo people. We just don't do that. For plan for disaster. The plans are not really there. So that's kind of a very, very interesting sort of a position that we have as an Navajo culture. But nonetheless, as we're talking about this thing, there's got to be some sort of a collaborative effort by the agencies. Without Nedan Haz Kanagi, and those are the ones that I'm, you know, that I've invited this evening. And I haven't checked my lines yet because I wanted to get this word out there, and I did the marketing. Tonight I invited, again, for the second time, Shiprock Chapter President and former Navajo Nation President, Chili Yazzie. And also the Shiprock, the newly elected, Tom Chi, the council delegate. And then also a previous guest, who is Roy Ben. And I want to be able to look at this and see what the plans are. Khalid, Dida Aiden Hinanta, are they working together? Are they bringing? No, because they're in that position either through their elected. They're elected and appointed by the people, and so they've got to be able to answer that. And obviously, that just makes sense that the leadership at the Navajo Nation should be working together. So I would be very curious to see what who's on the line right now. So I'm going over there. So please be patient and be bear with me right now, because I'm going to go to my studio and see who is on the line. And immediately, I will bring them on. And let's see who is there. So let's find out who this is first. I'm bringing them on, but I'm getting this little note that keeps saying that I am. That I am not online. I don't know what's going on here, but I know I am online. So let me try to bring this guest on. Hello, Yate, can you hear me okay? Hello.
Hello. This is Joe Ben.
Oh, yeah, okay, Joe Ben. Thank you very much for being with us this evening. Let me, I have been trying to text and give information to Chili Yazzie, and as well as Mr. Tom Chi, and because I still I know that you guys have been working, and we got together the other day, I met with some of the farmers out there in the Shiprock area. So I'm gonna just give a few more minutes to Mr. Chi and Mr. Chili Yazzie. Okay, so I'll put you back on hold, and we'll go ahead and re-engage. So thank you. Mr. Ben. So, yeah, that was Joe Ben from Shiprock. And, I know how much compassion that he has for the people. And I think that along with these issues, this water spill and all these things that have happened, and now the farmers, I know, have another issue that they have to deal with. And that's a real big concern. And that is that, whether they use the water during or after the contamination, their crops have been labeled. And I just was really, really hoping that I can get some of those farmers and see how they feel about it, because this is their way, this is how they make their living. So I am very much looking forward to hearing from them. And I'm very happy that that you're able to listen and to engage in our on our radio show. So I am Tuesday evening I was over there in Shiprock and they gave me some squash and wow, I mean those things are huge and I'm going to cook them up tonight and I'm going to have a nice dinner here. So Chili Yazzie, I hope that you're able to call in. Mr. Tom Chi, I hope you're able to call in as well. And by the way, I also invited the new press secretary, and he just emailed me just now, and he says, I know this is an important issue, but I need to get more prepared so I can be on the show. And he says, I will be on, but if you can give me an advance notice. I think that if you're at that level as the Navajo Nation's press secretary, I think that you ought to be, Johnny on the spot and right there at any given moment to be able to take on a radio show and to be well informed, to do that. Of course, that's just my opinion, and people do what they do, and so I understand that he probably needs to do a lot of, but nonetheless, that's where it's at. So I am, I'm going to take just a little bit of a break here, and here's what I'm going to do. I am also going to call again myself, and I'm going to ask both Chili Yazzie and Tom Chi to call in, and I hope they do because I wanted the three people to be on the air tonight to be to hear what their plans are. That is where we're at. And it's unfortunate the only person that's still on the phone right now is Mr. Joe Bin. And so let me take a break here really quickly and listen to some music. Stay with me. If you can invite other guests to listen in, they can listen in on the internet. And I'm not sure how people are why people are having a difficult time down there. Shady, the cell phone, we got Kati Auto. I mean, I was at one of the most remotest part of the res, and I was able to access the internet. I was able to download all episodes and listen to the episodes out there on the Navajo Nation. And I even did a show right directly from Shiprock the other day. I was able to pick up a very good internet connection. So I know that the call-ins are all there. So I'm not sure how that's happening. So there's two ways to listen. One is directly on the internet, and the other one is to call in. You can actually call the number that's listed, which is 347-989-0048. And that's how people can access this. And once you're on there, if you're on the internet, I'll just have a display to just how many listeners are on here. And the other one is that I'll just have a display that has your number on my board, and then I'll be able to bring you on. So I invite you guys to call in and to talk about this situation. And like I said, I'll go ahead and I really wanted to bring these three gentlemen on as soon as we got the show started. But unfortunately, there's only one that's here. So let me continue to remind people and the two people that are not here. So, let me up. We'll be right back.
Hey,
Yep, we're back. This is Cal Nez, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. Tonight's topic is about something that's getting rather old, and probably people are beginning to think, gosh, I mean, is there another topic we can move on to? Well, you know, the situation's really not over. I mean, I was down there, and there's situations where we need to, you know, we need to continue to talk about this thing and be able to, what are the solutions? And these are things that we still need to, you know, discuss. The whole event is not over. And what are the plans? And I guess tomorrow day sometimes, there's going to be a farm. The Navajo Nation president is going to meet with the over in Ninahanzad, and I guess they're going to come up with another plan. Once we get all the three people together here, I would like to bring them on and just have them give us an update.
So,
yeah. It was really educational for me the other day while I just being right there on site rather than looking from the outside and just listening to how much the media has been covering and actually seeing right there on site and looking at the river myself and and as well as the farmers out there. That is what I did. And I also... Yeah. And I was just, I don't know how people view me, but I hope that they look at me as though that I'm there to help the people. Yes, of course, there's some innovation that needs to take place, and people need to look at this thing. But, you know, but just this, and I'll tell you of an incident that happened today, which is a real disappointment to me, and this is not, it's an example of what not to do, and I think that I've reached out and asked various people, but it's not going on, and I am just, I'm really disappointed. In fact, the person who first told me, hi, my name is such and such, and then I ask again, I didn't have her record because, I just wanted to find out how the whole mechanism was working. And I called the incident command center over in Cebanito, and I expected a little more and possibly that information to be very much coming out freely, but I'm not understanding why that the very organization that's supposed to be there to help us, you know, I called up and I don't think it's time for me to name names yet, but I can certainly name the person. And I said, well, can you give me an update as to what the latest are and how that I can find out and talk directly to the people either there and how you're collaborating with EPA. The next thing that I did is that I then called, and then she said, well, there is a Shiprock office. So the next thing that I said is that, well, if there is a Shiprock command center, how are you working? Can you give me that number? She says, I don't know. I'm not going to give you the number. I said, I was just there yesterday. And they're sitting in Chili's office. And I was never told. Chile never said that there was a command center there. And which is really unfortunate to me that
you know, here I am. I said, I'm just trying to get the information out to the people was really what I was saying. So, you know, people, all you guys that are in these elected positions, please know that we are all on the same team. The only thing that I'm trying to do is get the word so that there's no dona kindle. Oh, that's all I'm trying to do. So I have text Chiliazzi and Tom T. And I even said, people are waiting for you, both to Tom Chi and to Chiliazzi. And Mr. Joe Ben, who is a farm board member, official, and he is on the phone. And he's patiently waiting. So I'll probably, within the next 5 minutes or so, if Chili or Mr. Chi doesn't call in, then what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and commit my discussion with Mr. Joe Ben and move forward from there. And I want to read you the press release and that will commit our discussion with Mr. Ben. And this press release, finally, for the first time ever, was sent to me from the office of the president. I've asked repeatedly Mr. Rick Abasta to send me information, but I never got it. So let me read it to you. I hope you can hear me. It was sent August 24th, 2014. The 24th was, let's see, that was on Monday. Okay, so when you think about this, well, anyway, I'll just read it. August 24th, 2015. Nava Nation President, President Begay keeps restrictions in place for San Juan River. That's the headline. I think that pretty much tells you what's going on. And now one thing that I know for sure is this. There's been a resolution passed by the Shabrock chapter. And they officially made a position through a resolution that said, no, we don't want the water turned back on. Did you know that there's three canal systems on the San Juan River that are being used by various chapters? One is right near Farmington, and those chapters are using that, and they draw right there, I believe, somewhere close to Nappy, and it comes up into the canal, and the canal runs down along the side of the hill or through the community, and then the farmers draw water from there, and but it empties back into San Juan River somewhere around Ninahanzad. Or Hogback, somewhere around that area. And then the Shiprock and the Ninanzad sector, that one has another means of bringing water up into the Shiprock and that residence all the way down to, I believe, the Batapto. And that's quite a ways. It really is quite a ways. It might be the longest system. I'm not sure. But anyway, and it empties back into the San Juan River. And the same thing happens further west, and that is that the Annis area and Red Mesa and what have you, that whole area, you know, they've got another water system. So there's three different opinions that are really existing out there. Now, wouldn't you think if you were the Navajo Nation president that the first thing that you would do is obviously, yes, listen to the people. Secondly, is to be able to take those and to really ensure that all the communities are working together. But here's the press release. And the press release says has not lifted restriction. And the reason why that I'm bringing this up is because the community who are along this river, because there's three different water systems, and they all have their opinions. And so now, wouldn't you think that you might consider allowing the local community to make a decision? If they want to open the water, then open the water. And that's where the chapter president, the local command, and the council delegates, that's where they come into play. And you, as the president, you oversee that. Now, what's the council delegates? What are they wanting to do? Well, not what they're wanting to do, but in terms of guiding and taking the lead on this thing, you know, what's happening? And as well as the chapter president. There's a lot of things that I learned yesterday, even just in the very, very little tiny window that I've had of calling some of the my meetings with the chapter president and my meeting with the my telephone conversation with the council delegate. Told me a lot just in that little tiny little window. And because here's what I heard. And if the gentleman is not here to defend himself, not defend, but clarify what he meant by this, because this is one of the questions that I would really like to ask him. And that question was, I'll just say it, since he's not here. I mean, this is the question I wanted to ask him. Mr. Chi, you told me in a previous conversation that EPA ought to be respected. I want to know what you mean by that. And why we should respect. I think there's a difference between respecting somebody and acknowledging their recommendations. Acknowledgement would be, ladies and gentlemen, or Mr. and Mrs. EPA, I'm acknowledging that you're here on premise and doing what you're doing, how you're going to make corrective action. That's an acknowledgement. And I'm willing to go in there and to help and work with you. But I don't respect the action that you did. There is nothing to respect about how much water that you spilled. And you haven't given us the answer. There is nothing to respect. They're just as human being as we are. They have an ear, nose, hair, well, not maybe all the hair, but they're there. They're just like you and me, other than they come from a different culture. So in order to show respect would be for somebody to really absolutely resolve the issue. And one of the things that you don't do, how can we sit here and say our elected leaders say to us that we ought to respect EPA for tainting our water? I'm not saying to disrespect would be the other one. The other one is just to acknowledge, hey, you know what? Okay, you're here and you're going to work. But I'm acknowledging your efforts to help. But I'm noticing, I'm recognizing So that is, you know, because if they're United States government or in the National Environmental Protection Agency, I don't think that really says that that we should respect everything, or, you know, if their action was there to make correct, you know, to do the right thing, I think, yeah, I mean, we could respect them. But have they, has their actions so far been something that we should respect? So, which will bring me to a whole nother discussion about how that the Navajo Nation, we have been trained to just look, and if the federal government, state government, somebody says something and they tell us to jump, and we say how high and how many times. And I think the time has come when we've got to sit there and really, there's Navajos out there who really know how to communicate. We have the abilities to communicate. So let me try to bring this person on the line while we're still waiting for Chili and Mr. Chili and Tom Chi. So let's see what this person yate akahasito. Oh, areyate ni chanahin magi. Can you please identify yourself and where you're calling from and your comments? Looks like you're calling from Arizona. I guess they just wanted to listen in because they hung up, and that usually happens. So I don't know. There is nothing to be afraid of, even though this radio broadcast goes all over the world. But for now, it's just going to be between you and I. So I'm going to try one more time. Yate, can you hear me okay? This is Cal Nez, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. I've got you on air. Did you want to say, have a comment, or do you want to just listen in?
Yeah.
Open it, Rand.
Yep.
I can hear you. Hello. I guess they just want to listen in. So I'll put them back on hold. Okay. We'll just get right to the point and just really talk about some of the issues at the local level. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Mr. Joe Ben on. And Mr. Ben, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you quite well, Cal.
Okay. All right. Shinayatehu. I'm glad that you're taking your time, taking time out of your evening again to be with us. And the other day you called in, and we had a lengthy conversation. Ako, what has happened since then? In terms of that, obviously, all of us, including yourself, you know, that all that the people are trying to do is resolve this water disaster. You know, I'm curious because I'm hearing one thing on one end at the, you know, from central government. And, but I'm hearing a different story over from the farmers. And you are one of the farm board officials from the Shiprock area, Akoho. So, you know, that we'll just go in segments. Mr. Ben, yateho.
Yes, good evening. Yate, Che, Joe Ben Jr., Shiprock, that farm board, and Spiegel, with the Dalton Sindo, that's the Shadow.
What happened?
Hello? Hello? What happened? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, so now, give us an update on the, I know that, well, what's been going on since our last conversation?
Since our last conversation, I attended the Resource Development Committee. They had their meeting up in NAPI at their headquarters, which was yesterday. So I attended that meeting. I was put on the agenda and in the report area. So I talked about our what happened here. As you stated, we had a public hearing, and in response to that, we made a formal response and a resolution to the chapter. And we know the vote of 104-0 and 11 abstaining. So I presented that, and also there were from the chapters from that are utilizing the Upper Fruitland Canal. The officials, the chapter officials, were there and stated that their farmers wanted the water on. Was no resolution, but just the officials themselves stating what the farmers are requesting. So this was our presentation, because we are, as you stated, we are talking about two major irrigation projects, the Upper Fruitland Irrigation Project, and across the river on the north side is the Hopback Irrigation Project. This consists of Hopback, Sedakon Chapter, Shiprock Chapter, and Gurdi'i, which is served off this canal system through a siphon and pulls back and on the south side of the river to Gurdi'i. So after our presentation, I think RDC felt that the president did not have the authority to call the declaration of emergency, that the commission of emergency is the entity to do so. So there was a challenge on the validity of the declaration and his declaration of not lifting the usage of the river. So I believe the RDC gave a directive to their council to realize a resolution to state that they have the power to lift the ban. And with the choices given to each individual farmers, or also individual chapters to accept the water or not to accept the water, which is all fine with Hopback and Shiprock Chapter, Sedakon Chapter and Shiprock Chapter. For the whole chapter, we have a strong stance on not turning this thing back on.
Right.
That's
because there's, three different systems.
Right, and here in New Mexico right now that we're talking about is those two systems, and the diversion gate, diversion dam for the Upper Fruitland is within the city limits of Farmington. So as the Animas reached the river, it traveled on the San Juan River approximately 2.5 miles before it got to the Upper Fruitland Diversion, which is in a rocky and fast-moving river. As it passes that, 2 miles past that diversion dam, the water characteristic changes drastically, where it's a very, very slow-moving water. This is where the sediment is better. So from there, it's 20 miles to the diversion dam for the Hopback irrigation system, which serves Sedakon, Shiprock, and Gurdi'i. This is our concern. These are the areas that U.S. EPA did not do the studies. These are areas that Navajo Nation EPA did ship studies, meaning taking surface water, nothing as far as the sediments are concerned. So because of that, Hop Tadakan and Shiprock Chapter farmers, again, continue their stance on turning their system back on. Also today, upon inspection of the irrigation system with Mr. James D., the BIA superintendent, we visited the gate, the diversion dam for the Hopback irrigation system. There is very clear evidence that we observe that this diversion channel, approximately 150 yards of it, is yellow, caked with yellow.
Substance. Oh my God!
The residue from the initial plume. So we were saying it is ridiculous to be entertaining thoughts of turning these canals on without even cleaning this. So as Mr. D was saying, what you did was a very good decision on the behalf of the resources that we have on the Navajo Nation. This is land management. This is soil management. This is absolutely correct call. So
yeah,
that is where we're at now, and I believe the in Wonderup they are having the speaker and the president's office are disputing on the authority of the declaration. In some way, over here, some of the chapters are mimicking our leaders in Wonderup. I think Tadakan chapter and Shiprock chapter farmers put their destiny in their own hands and declared to say we want to take care of our land. Perhaps the river has already been contaminated. Now is the time to talk about it. Now is the time to talk about a contingency plan, bringing in another source, which will be NACPI. NACPI is has some discussions with them, and they're ready to jump on board on this project. So these are things that that Hopback, Tadakan chapter, and Shiprock chapter farmers are again making it very clear that this is our stance.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. And today I went also again with Mr. D to, since the Upper Fruitland chapter is entertaining thoughts of turning on the irrigation system, I asked when their tanks are relieved, if we could establish them in the Shiprock area. We were checking up centralized sites to do so, and which we have done from Hopback chapter to on to Shiprock.
Yeah.
This will be to assist the farmers for the next 3 weeks. We only need 3 more weeks of water to fully harvest our crop. 3 weeks. 3 weeks of water is not correct to put onto our fields when we are jeopardizing generations of correct usage and clean usage of our fields. That where we leave for our children. This is a big concern for us farmers in Shiprock, and also Tadakan. Through this medium of farm, we are able to unite. We have become family again. We talk again. This is the magic of farming and cultures. So
yeah,
we are merely voicing our concerns, and I feel we made a formal request, a formal response to our leaders and Wonderup to run with it, what we desire, and act upon it. These are our wishes, and these are the reasons we did so. I believe what's expected of us in formal responses, we have done so.
Yeah.
And now we need leaders to run with it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Give us an update. Now, speaking of leaders, I believe we have Mr. Chiliazzi is on the phone here with us, and let me try to bring him on. So that way I can also get an update at the chapter level. And I don't know if you can hear us. I believe this is Mr. Chili Yazzie, who's the president of the Shiprock chapter. Can you hear me okay, Mr. Yazzie? Hello? Or is this Mr. Tomchi? Yate? Well, I'm... hello? Are you there? Somebody is on the line from the Shiprock area. I believe this is Mr. Mr. Chili Yazzie. Ako, Mr. Yazzie, if you can hear me, I would really nice to you know, to hear from you and to find out what the latest plan is since we last talked here on Monday. And you know, how that the collaboration is taking place. You know, I know you guys have all sorts of issues, or, well, not issues, but responsibilities in terms of working amongst each other there. But I want to know what it is that how the Shiprock chapter is collaborating with the other chapters, and then also how that Shiprock chapter is working with the council delegate, and then from the council delegate on to legislative or even the office of the president, and then on to EPA. So, how the chain of command or how the chain of collaboration is taking place. Mr. Yazzie, can you hear me okay? Well, I'm going to put him back on hold again, and let me see if I can bring him back on. And but Mr. Ben, I'm going to put you on hold just a few seconds, and let me see if I can bring on Mr. Chili Yazzie, and then I'm going to bring both of you back on, and we'll continue to have this conversation, you know, tonight. And but I appreciate everybody calling. Already right now we have 1 hour left. So I'm gonna ring this person on. Maybe this is the the farmer, farmers from the Shiprock area. Okay, I got you back on again. Who is on the line? Hello? I can hear you. Are you okay? Can you hear me okay? The last four digits on your phone number is 4436. If you can hear me, please please identify yourself and tell us where your what your comments are. So, Mr. Ben, since I got you on the phone still, so let me ask you, so we all understand now that the Shiprock chapter has passed a resolution officially with 104 in support of this resolution. Excuse me. How is that? Have you been? What has been the collaboration between your farm board and the chapter president or the chapter government, and as well as the council delegates, and also with the national EPA and also the BIA? I mean, how is that all working together, or is it?
It's very clear to say that as a farm board representative, I took an oath to take care of the resources of the Navajo Nation, which would be the farm plots, the farmland, also the water, and also human resource. These are the resources of the Navajo Nation that I swore to protect, and also to stand up for the treaties. This is what I swore to. So I'm an official for that. So there are laws and bylaws and procedures that are set up for a farm board representative to go by. It is within these premises that I'm operating and doing my chore or duties as an elected official and within the Chaparral chapter. Within that, I investigate the problem and situations of the farmers. And I express from them a unified voice. And it is my responsibility as this official, this officer, to be able to generate the correct documentations to forward their voices to correct governing agencies to carry out their wishes and concerns of these resources that we stand for. And that is what we're doing. And I think to go beyond that, to present these directly to the council in the Navajo way, there's such a word saying, "Atsenajilwo, Jahaotri, Ados Atsenanlwo." To e Atsenashwo Dadi. Then Yagadish Shadob and yes, we're in Ishlaya Eda. I'm merely doing what I swore to do. I'm not aggressing to any officials. I am merely advocating on the behalf of my constituents and the resources of the Navajo Nation and the treaties that are stated that this is what I am. I have sworn into office to protect these, and that is what I'm doing. From there, we are organized in a way where there are other officials that take this and utilize it to say this is what's being said from my area, where, for example, the council. I was very lucky to have Resource Development Committee having a meeting 30 miles away at NAPI headquarters. And this is where I voice our concerns, also our progression, and what we are doing in a unified effort with Sadak Khan chapter. And this is what I'm advocating for. I think beyond that, it is not what's stated. There's nothing in my plan of operation and procedures, etc., stating that I can present this and run with it. Maybe in appeals, saying to ethics, where we are not being heard. Our voice is not being carried. Our councilmen should be reflecting our vote. This is the reason we elected him, to reflect our concerns. Now that has become our concerns, we don't feel that this